All right, it's an absolutely beautiful Friday morning. We'll take another look at that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Well, our primary election here in Michigan was earlier this week. Now we know who the two candidates are for Michigan's 10th congressional district. And we spoke with Lisa McLean earlier. Joining us right now is the Democratic candidate, Kimberly Bison. Kimberly, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? You've had a couple of days to recover from what was a really late election night, wasn't it?
Yeah, myself and Team Bison, we were up till 3 in the morning looking at the results and kind of studying the numbers coming in. And then we really haven't had a break. And finally this afternoon, I'll get to take a break and head out to the beach and maybe do some mountain biking. So I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And then you retool and you regroup and you get ready for the home stretch of this campaign, which is going to be it's going to be an interesting one this year. And we talked about this before, I think. You know, what's it like campaigning in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, it's definitely offered a lot of challenges, as you know, because we can't go door to door and knock, but we are going to be out hanging door knockers, you know, with boots on the ground. But we've been able to reach out. I have a coffee chat every Wednesday at 6 o'clock live, so I'm able to listen to what supporters, you know, are thinking and what's on their minds. So I feel like I'm staying connected there. And then starting on Sunday, I'll be with the Nurses Union on a picket line over in Rochester for them. And so we're just going to be out with the community and people as best as we can in social distance with masks. So we're looking forward to kind of starting to roll out the campaign and starting to engage with people more directly.
It is a very Republican district, this 10th district, and so it's a bit of an uphill battle. What's your message to voters in the 10th district?
So I feel that, you know, that instead of just drawing party lines all the time, that I think our voters are educated and are going to take a look at the individual candidates. We had done, you know, quite a bit of research, and a lot of people even called me because there were so many local offices that were Republican that people want to participate in for voting this time around, that we think that a lot of people are going to come and join. And people have been reaching out to me with specific questions that they're concerned about. So I think that we have the right message, Paul. We have all along, and that's about putting people, communities first. And, you know, we have a long way to go with this pandemic and definitely a lot of rebuilding, especially with our small businesses and rural communities.
Well, absolutely. No matter who's serving in Congress in 2021, this situation is going to be far from over. And so how do we pick up the pieces and move forward?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, they're probably going to come up with a vaccine, you know, here late fall, early winter. However, I joined an international team called End Pandemics. And it really takes a look at the wet markets and things like that. We really need to address that with our allies around the world and really kind of start to take a look at the actual DNA of the viruses, where they're coming from, and how can we really stop that. And it really boils down to our relationship with wild ecosystems. And also, you know, SARS is coming back up in certain countries because of their factory farming practices. So we really need to get to the bottom root of exactly what is going on with these pandemics and how we can get better control, that this can never happen again.
You mentioned talking to voters throughout the 10th district. What do you hear from them that they want you to do? What are you hearing from voters throughout this district?
Yeah, so, well, last weekend I was kayaking through the canals over in Algonac area, and those residents are really in need of some serious help. They're using sandbags as a permanent solution to try to keep the water out. So I think that, and overall here in even Lexington, we had part of a seawall break yesterday. And so I've been working on trying to, you know, come up with those solutions. So we do have huge shoreline erosion issues that we need to address. Also putting people back to work with a living wage of $15 an hour. And also I'm the preferred candidate for the Michigan Education Association. And so they've been onboarding me with public funding, some of the challenges, of course, with the pandemic and the opening of the schools. So they're really briefing me every couple weeks on, you know, what's coming down that pipeline. How does that look for opening up our schools? So I think that, you know, I'm out and about with everybody all the time, listening and engaging and supporting our unions and our teachers and people in general. So you know, I think they're concerned about the reopening of the schools, and they're concerned about shoreline erosion, and they're concerned, of course, my biggest concern is always small businesses. I think they did not drill down enough money to help, you know, the small business owners here in District 10.
In Congress right now, they're trying to figure out how to help not just small business owners, but everybody with the next round of stimulus spending. What would you favor? What would you like to see?
You know, I see where they're coming at with the $600, and we've all heard that, you know, particular people are staying home and making more money than what they did, you know, which shows again that without having a living wage, you know, people are not able to make those ends meet. But I think that the stimulus should come in. I kind of favored the 70% of your income in a way that, you know, it was like a variable, because certain markets, like specified markets, people cannot find those jobs again. So how do you reinvent your career if you've been in one direction for so long, and now you have to, you know, change that? And you know, it just is very confusing to people, is what I'm hearing, as they're trying to look for jobs. They can't find anything in a particular market, and they have to find another market to apply into. So there's some huge concerns, but I do favor the 70%. So we need to get people, A, back to work, but B, we need to really help them, because as you know, our numbers are still on the climb. I mean, thank God our governor is, you know, making sure that she's putting people's safety first. But and our numbers aren't growing that, you know, that rate so high. But also, it's just not coming down at all. So I feel that we just really need to get control of that and focus on health always first.
Well, certainly an interesting time to be running for Congress, no doubt about it. Enjoy your beach day today, and then back out on the campaign trail, Kimberly. I know that we'll talk between now and Election Day. Wish you all the best.
Sure. Okay, great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kim. You too.